Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Brexit complicates ministry efforts. We'll have details and learn about a new partnership opening the door for ministry. Find your place in these stories and more today on Mission Network News. The United Kingdom is scheduled to leave the European Union on October 31st. Brexit has thrown the UK into an uneasy unknown. But Brexit is also affecting the Republic of Ireland. The Republic of Ireland currently shares a soft border with Northern Ireland, which is part of the UK. Brexit could change this. National Director for Operation Mobilisation in Ireland, Alistair Kerr.
So I think that has really stirred up a lot of fear in some ways, that we're going back maybe to something that we had before. And for those of us who grew up during the Troubles, it's the last thing that we would want to go back. It was an awful period of time to live through, and we have really enjoyed such great peace here in Ireland.
But along this political divide that Brexit is disturbing is also a religious divide, which is complicating the work of OM Ireland.
During the Troubles, it was certainly very difficult to share your faith because the Catholics and Protestants, there was such a big divide there, and everything became sort of a religious element there brought into that. And so for us, really, we want to be able to connect in with our neighbours, be able to share the gospel with them. And so we don't want to see any barrier for us to be able to share the gospel with others.
Please pray for OM's ministry in Ireland and learn more about how Brexit is complicating this work at missionnews.org. And turning now to Afghanistan, violence is a constant threat. The Taliban's latest bombing killed 3 aid workers and at least 6 civilians, the deadliest episode in a year. National instability and widespread hostility against believers makes Afghanistan the world's second biggest persecutor of Christians. Despite these difficulties, a Muslim background believer we're calling Neda says hope remains for Afghanistan.
There's absolutely nothing that will stop the pursuit of the Lord from saving and redeeming his people. Even from the deep ends of the pit of hell that are surrounded by the Taliban, by the evil forces, there's nothing that is impossible for the Lord to do.
Neda was born in Afghanistan, but came to the U.S. with her family years ago.
I was a very young child when we were forced to flee our country. My siblings and I were enrolled into an Islamic school. We were taught to recite verses from the Quran, and it was a form of us to hold on to our faith and our religion and our culture. Little did I know for myself, I was being pursued by God and our Lord Jesus Christ, and I was found. We have the Bible at hand's reach. Afghan people, they don't have that freedom because they're held captive by the Taliban.
You can join in praying for the Muslim world this month through PrayerCast's Love Muslims campaign. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And Mission Cry recently had the opportunity to send Bibles and Christian materials to Hungary. Mission Cry's Jason Wolford says even though Europe has a history of Christianity, the need for God's word is great.
When you look at other countries that have been evangelized and all of those things, many places have been evangelized, but not everyone has the word of God. Not everyone has the ability or even knows to read their own Bible in some of these countries. And then once they know they can, they don't have the ability necessarily to buy one.
Mission Cry wants to continue sending Christian materials to Hungary, but they're facing a shortage of materials. However, they're partnering with the Lachman Foundation to print Bibles.
It's the Mission Cry Christian Resources International Bible with the G300 Discipleship Program in the back of the Bible with the plan of salvation in the front of it. And this is a real blessing because it gives us and your listeners the opportunity for every Bible that's sponsored at $2, it buys a brand new Bible and puts it in the hands of someone overseas absolutely free. And this will help fix that shortage that we're having.
And with just $2, you can give the word of life to someone in Hungary. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers the free book, The Heart of Grandparenting, by Dr. Ken Canfield. With it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound effect on millions. Just click the banner at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.